There's a lot of money to be made in meme coins, but if you look at the chart of meme coins in the last week, and even if you look at the chart of meme coins in the last month, what you'll realize is that the odds are actually stacked against you. You'll see that the green bubbles as a proportion to the red bubbles, in other words, the coins that have been going up versus the coins that have been going down, the odds are pretty much stacked against you. What we're going to do today is we're going to actually tilt the odds in your favor. We're going to change everything. We're going to show you how you can actually make money in meme coins so that you land up catching all the green bubbles and avoid all these big red bubbles. That's what today is all about. So listen, if you are new to the channel, subscribe to the channel. If you're here, smash the like button. Let's get the show on the road. We've got a lot to do today. So fucking excited to be back here on a Sunday, bringing you meme coin filthy degenerates. That's what we're doing here today. We're going to bring you meme coin filthy degenerates. I mean, you know that if you're here, you must be a degen. You know that if you're playing in the meme coins, you're taking huge risks. But I mean, it is risky, but it's pretty much as risky as playing in the normal tokens these days. I mean, that's pretty much what it's actually become. So listen, if you are new to the channel, subscribe to the channel, join the, let's see how many subscribers we have right here on Banter Plus. Let's quickly have a look here. 182,833 subscribers that we actually have here on Banter Plus. Subscribe. Let's go. And if you are already a subscriber, just hit the like button. Let's get the show on the road. I've got a big show for you. Remember that the Sunday meme coin shows are actually sponsored shows. So we have a whole host of sponsors for you. I'm going to start off with one of my favorite sponsors, one that sponsored us many, many, many times, just to remind you that they are with us today. And that, of course, is Baby Bonk. Baby Bonk is the most active community, I think, on BSC. That's for sure. It's the favorite dog also on BSC. And as you can see, when they came here last time, they told us that we're going to launch their Bonk Royale game. I don't know if you guys remember that. Well, they've launched the Bonk Royale game. There's a link below to the Bonk Royale game. That is the new game that they've got. You can go and have a look at it. You need to connect your wallet. You can battle with these cards, etc. They also are growing amazingly well. Go look at their socials. Their socials are growing absolutely. I mean, they're already on almost 30,000 followers. They're doing deals with Twitter influencers and stuff like that. And I'm hearing, I don't know if this is true. But I'm hearing that there's two centralized exchange listings. I know for sure that there's one, but there may actually be a second centralized exchange listing. And these guys are buying and burning like crazy mofos, So listen, if you want to join there, if you want to be one of the 23,945 people in the community, you know what to do. So guys, with that out the way, let me bring in some of our guests. Some of them are old guests. Some of them are new guests. Some of them have never, ever, ever been in front of a camera before. So this is like amazing. So we've got Eric, who's an OG, been here many times before. We got Bark, who's here for the first time, bringing us degenness. These guys run amazing spaces. Bark and Books run amazing Twitter spaces, all about meme coins. We got Ethereum Habibi. We've got Lucas. And then what is this a surprise or is this are you part of our meme coin show here, Ray? I can't hear Ray. I think he's muted.
I'm on mute. I'm just hanging out. What's up, y'all?
I thought you were gonna bring us DGen Alpha, bro. I thought you were like bring us DGen Alpha. All right, so we got everybody here, guys. Welcome. Good to see you. What are you actually pulling out there, Books? I'm very interested to see what you're actually pulling out there.
You told me it's time to degen. It's 12:30. I'm ready to go. I've got different tequilas here. Which one do you want to open up? I'm ready to degen here.
Listen, before we actually start the show, you guys host a bunch of spaces. In fact, even after the show, you're hosting a bunch of spaces. Maybe just in two words, just tell us what the spaces are about. I know it's all about filthy degeners because I've been there. And I know that I've actually taken a shower after your spaces just because I felt so filthy from all the degeners. So maybe just tell us a little bit about what you guys do on Twitter Spaces.
Yeah, we've been doing daily spaces now for almost 2 years right on crypto Twitter. And listen, man, we don't gatekeep our stage. We don't do any of that funny business. We let anybody come up because we know that some of the best plays are from the trenches. So we host it every single day at 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 5 p.m. Eastern. And it's just fun, man. We're omni-chain, you know, whether you're Cardano, AVAX, Solana, anything, you can come up there and give your takes. And we've been doing it for, almost 2 years now, and we love it, man. So that's where we get our information and have a good time.
And mainly meme-focused? I mean, the last couple that I've logged onto have mainly been, like, very meme-focused. So are they mainly meme-focused shows?
Yeah, well, we're money maxis. So we go where the money is. Sometimes it's in the memes, sometimes it's in ordinal, sometimes it's in NFTs. You know, we follow the money. Right now it's in memes, and that's what's hot. So we're heavily focused on meme coin culture. Yeah.
All right. So let me get straight to the point. So we said at the beginning of the show that it's becoming much harder to actually make money on memes. If you look at the meme charts, I mean, what you're seeing here is you're seeing like five or six pop out, and then you're seeing a lot of reds, which basically says that like the odds are kind of stacked against you right now. But if you know what you're doing, and if you are tapped into meme culture and stuff like that, then you actually can make money in the meme coins, right? Is that what you guys are finding out there in the market at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, look, the whole market's kind of down right now, right? I mean, we've noticed that when the market goes down, the meme coins are the first thing to go, right? When people are worried about their rent or they gotta come up with some money for groceries, you know, they're not hanging on to, you know, dog with hat. They're selling those things and putting it back into Sol or even converting it to cash. So as of right now, you know, when the whole market's down, we like to look at things that are really small, you know, really low cap, because that's where we feel some of those best opportunities are, catching it, you know, sub 50 market cap and running it up to 100, 200, 300, pulling out like a 3-4x. But overall, the market, you know, when the market's down, man, it's bloody in the streets. And people are not afraid to sell. You know, that's what we've learned, especially on Solana, when it's a fraction of a penny for those transactions.
Yes, yes, yes. Eric, are you finding it harder to find the gems? I know that you, it says on yours, 100x gems. I mean, are you finding it harder to find those big gems?
Yeah, I mean, most definitely the market isn't as there isn't as much liquidity flowing into the memes right now like there was a couple months ago. But I've been doing this for a long time. So even in a market like this where there's not as much liquidity, there's still opportunity. I'm still making money. You know, I've called some bangers recently for some solid X's. So
what have you called recently? Just I mean, I haven't been in touch. So I was away for a couple of weeks. I couldn't do the Sunday shows. But just give me like an idea of what you've called recently.
Yeah, so some of the bangers that I called recently, I called them at higher market caps. Michi is one, and Michi has taken you know, the meme coin space by storm. There's a lot of projects that have been inspired by Michi. You'll see a lot of spinoffs and derivatives of Michi. I don't know if you've already heard of it, but it's basically this fucking cute little cat that is just has infinite fucking different personalities, or I don't even know how to explain it. I bought it because it was just, I was seeing it being shilled a lot and it just looked interesting. And I called it around 60 million and I think it went to 250 million.
If I'm not which mistaken. One is this? I got cut off my own stream. The powers are working against us here. Which one is this?
Michi. It's spelled M I C H I.
Ticker. M-I-C-H-I. Hold on. I'm going to get the ticker up here. So you called this one at, you said,
around 60 million.
Hold on a second. Let me just get the right one. Tell me which one is M-I-C-H-I on Bird's Eyes. Is it this one? Michioko Inu, that one?
No. It should be.
Type Michi Cat.
Michi Cat.
Yeah.
No data.
I don't use Bird Eye View or whatever this thing is called. So I was. No,
let's go to Dex Screener and look at Michi.
Oh, so switch to Solana. You got to switch a chain to Solana. I think it was on BNB.
Am I on? Okay, hold on. Let's just have a look here. Michi chain, M-I-C-H-I, right?
Yep.
That one.
There we go.
Boom. There you go. Yep. That first one.
Okay. Now we're back in business. We're back in business here. So you say that you caught this one. This one is currently sitting on 195. So it's also very low market cap, right? Oh no, sorry, it's high market cap. It's 193 million. Okay, whoa. Okay, different story. And you picked this one up at what price?
I picked it up around $60 million market cap. And here's the thing, you know, a lot of people are so fixated on being early. They want to be early, and in a market like this, trying to be early, you know, it could be counterproductive. And I know that sounds counterintuitive, but when you see something that has a strong community, you know, that just has a sexy narrative that's unique and it's different, you know, to me, in a market like this, those are the things that you want to get in. You don't want to fade it, you know, in an attempt to get something at a 5K, 10K, 100K.
Are we still doing cats and dogs? I mean, is it still cats and dogs out there? Is it still the cats versus the dogs? Because it really does feel like this game is becoming very much cats and dogs.
It's definitely still running cats and dogs, you know, and I would say at this time, cats have taken over. I didn't think I'd ever see this, but you know, cats have definitely taken over, and you know, cats have the momentum for sure. And Michi is you know, definitely leading the way.
Gustavo, actually, when he was here, Gustavo said the cats would. It was in dog season. He came out and he said, "Look, it's cat season coming up." I think he must be pretty good. I think he was quite big into pop cat and stuff like that. Let's hear from the new guys. Lucas, what have you been looking at in the last couple of days?
Last couple of days for me have been, the only thing that I've really bought was Tremp, just because I saw so many of the Bowden people coming out and talking about why Bowden was going to be better than Tremp, right? And like, I'm not usually super early guy. I mostly counter trade whatever popular sentiment is. And when I see a bunch of really big guys coming out and feeling the need to shit on something else, I assume that that other thing is going to do well enough that it's going to make some money. So I wouldn't say that I like called Tremp super early or anything. I didn't call it at all, actually. I rarely call anything because I'm horrified that everyone's going to come to me and accuse me of causing them to lose money after the fact. But that's the only one that I've really bought in the last few days.
I think the election narrative, you can't discount the election narrative, the Bowdens, the Tramps, I mean, I even think that we could get like a resurrection of like Horan and all of those. Like, I think it's election season. These memes are going to do well. We saw the other day when Trump was on stage and he completely annihilated and obliterated Joe Biden and the Joe Biden. We saw what happened to the Trump token and the Trump token, and we saw what happened to the Biden token. So yeah. I guess that we've seen it. We've seen this stuff. Ethereum Habibi, give me something to work with here.
Salam alaikum, brothers. So
alaikum salam.
Alaikum salam. So I love the narrative, of course. There is the politics narrative going on, and there's the cat coin narrative going on. I was a big supporter of Trump really early on, I think around 300K, and also Trump, the one on Ethereum at like 350K, which I'm still holding bags in, and I think they're going to do really well. But there's one that combines both.
Are you going to dump it off the election?
Say again?
Are you going to dump those tokens after the elections?
That's a good question. You know what I mean? So, like, we're going to see peak attention probably during, like, November, December. So I think these still have a long time to go. So, like, even till November, like, in a couple of months, these meme coins can go really crazy. Now, what happens after the election? I have no fucking idea. My guess is as good as yours, but I'm trading the attention until then. But yeah, I love Trump. This coin that you have up here, right there, I bought a big bag of that, even though I was early on. Like, as Eric was saying, you can make a lot of money trading these higher market cap coins, like 100 mil plus coins, just sizing in properly, as opposed to trying to chase the 100x, 1000x kind of thing. But there's one coin that kind of I like it. I think people will, whoever follows me already knows what I'm about to talk about. There's Donald Cat, which is basically combined both narratives together, right? You got Cat and you got Trump. So you have a Trump looking cat.
Is it this one here on a $3.6 million market cap?
It's at exactly where I usually like to buy a new coin. So, like, Trump is, like, it's been out since August last year. Trump is also many months old. This one's a bit more new, so it has kind of, like, that sexy new kind of feeling. Volume's high, 3 million volume. More of a steamier kind of shitty shit coin that's newer and higher volume and could play well on the cat and politics kind of narrative. I like this coin.
Looks super fucking degen to me, I'll tell you the truth. Buck, I know you guys are jumping around today from spaces to this, and obviously we'll send everyone from here to the spaces afterwards, but maybe what are you guys looking at? What are the meme coins that have got your attention in the last couple of days and weeks?
That's pretty much, guys, pretty much the same thing that they've been saying. The Michi cat, I think we had a bunch of degens on stage that called that one at between 2 and 4 million. There's one dog with no hat. It's called No Hat. That's one no that hat. We bought, I think, like at 400 or 500K. Mm-hmm. And that's sitting at close to a billion right now.
So basically, hat goes off. That's the hat comes, stays on, hat now goes off. Is it this one with the $18 million market cap?
No hat.
Yeah, ran to 30. Yeah.
So it's the same dog, but now this time with no hat.
He took the hat off, man. He took the hat off. It's summertime. It's getting hot. So, you know, it's time to take the hat off.
All right. What else you guys been looking at? I've listened to your spaces. It got really dirty. What else are you guys looking at?
Dogs and politics. Cats, dogs, and politics. We love grabbing the lower market cap tokens, you know, rather than putting up your 40, 50 soul to make another 40, 50 soul. You're putting one soul in a bunch because a lot of these alpha callers are calling everything, and it's very, very difficult when someone's calling everything to hit. So yes, we're putting one soul into so many 7K, 50K, 100K, 200K market caps. And when they're running to 30, 40, 100, 200 million, we're capitalizing off of it. Lovely. And we've got a lot of great people in our community, man.
So give me another one that's low cap. I want like another like low cap that you're looking at.
Right now, nothing. Low cap below a million, nothing right now. I think there's so many popping up, it's tough to really find that one gem.
And there's a lot of, you know, we've noticed a lot of not so good things being launched recently. I mean, I'm seeing a lot of people come into the space that are not native to Web3. I mean, they're coming from the gambling world, the poker world. They're coming from every which way to come get in on this. And I'm seeing a lot of, you know, trash start to kind of make its way in there. So we're a little bit more careful right now, especially because the market has cooled off a bit. But I'll tell you one thing that we're looking at because we, you know, we do these spaces, people come in and they're always talking to us. I will say that the Kronos community has really shown up recently. There's a couple tokens on there. Nothing in particular that we're going to call, but certainly I think that ecosystem is a little bit smaller. And I think that, you know, if Kronos does manage to step up this bull market, that I think you could see some of those tokens perform pretty well. And then also AVAX as well. There's some cool things happening on AVAX. We're like we say, we like to go omni-chain. And I think right now, I mean, there's some plays that on there that are pretty obvious to us. Of course, I don't want to call any tickers because we're pretty careful with what we call out. But I would definitely look at those ecosystems, Cardano and AVAX.
Everyone's taking notes from Solana right now, Ren. Everyone. Like what Solana did, they captured meme coins from ETH. It was always on ETH, the cats, dogs, whatever it was. Solana captured all that. So now if we see Kronos, which is crypto.com, for example, start taking from Solana's playbook, there could be a few that run up there. There could be a few sleepers right now.
Can we just settle this debate once and for all? We wanted to launch, Gummy is the project that we launched. It was a meme coin. It is a meme coin. It was designed to show people the community. And Gummy, you're going to stay Gummy and you're going to get based, right? So, baked, not based. You're going to get baked token, right? So that's what we created. And we asked the community, where do they want baked? Should baked be on base or should baked be on Solana? Initially, when we came up with baked token, we said, let's put baked on base. And Gummy will be on Solana and baked will be on base. But the community said, no, we want to be on Solana. We want our meme coins on Solana. So the question is, like, first of all, is Solana the meme coin chain? There was this whole base narrative a few weeks ago where people said, you know what, everyone's moving, the attention's moving to base. Like, is it a Solana thing? Is it a base thing? What's the deal there? Eric, what do you think? Is there movement from Solana to base, or was that just a passing phase?
I think the base chain is here to stay. I also think Solana chain is here to stay. What happens is, you know, you'll have one chain that's really, really hot, and then eventually it gets saturated and people, you know, it gets played out and they move over to the next chain. So I think right now, yeah, base chain is cooled off, but I believe that it will shine again. And I believe that
I get the feeling if you want to launch a project for a good time, you launch it on another chain. But if you want to launch a token for a long time, you launch it on Solana. I don't know. I just get that. I get the feeling that people will hop from chain to chain, but I kind of think that the one place where the meme coin attention is really going to stay is going to be on Solana. I may be wrong. Bach, what do you think? Am I right or am I wrong here?
No, I mean, I don't think it.
I think I would say that Solana is the safest bet for sure, just because of, you know, how established it is and everything that they've been able to accomplish and, you know, that first mover advantage in terms of, you know, getting that hype and attention. But I definitely wouldn't sleep on base chain or some of these other chains either.
I want to see the later we get into the cycle, we we get closer to Base taking more and more of the market share away from Solana, just because I think the more retail that comes into this, the more Coinbase is going to wind up pushing them towards Base. And it seems like they have been pretty successful in directing that attention flow.
Okay, fair enough. Bach, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, listen, man, this will be our closing remark because we got to jump. But I will say that, look, there's money to be made everywhere. You know, my piece of advice for anybody is don't get all caught up in one lane. Definitely investigate other chains because there's opportunities everywhere. I don't think you can really go wrong. I think, you know, typically, you know, I think we're all kind of surprised in the end, right? Hindsight is always 20/20. You know, at the end of the bull market, you'll look back and say, oh, Sol was obvious or Base was obvious. But right now, you're not at the benefit of knowing what the future is to hold. So for me, it's just my mind is open to anything. I suggest people listening do the same. I would go try out Base. I would go try out Cardano. I would go try out AVAX. Mm-hmm. I would go try out Sol. Get your bots ready and just study charts. Learn how to read things. Learn how to read market caps. Learn how to read liquidity. Understand the fundamentals and actually understand what you're looking at. And it doesn't matter the chain because money can be made anywhere. But you as a trader, it's all about your knowledge and what you have, you know, at your disposal and your information that you have, like what you're hearing on this show that makes you super lethal in meme coins. So money is made everywhere. You just got to keep your eyes open.
I fully agree. Listen, I thought I was going to keep one. I was hoping to keep one of you and one of you start the spaces, but I'm going to give you guys.
Yeah, keep books on here for a minute. But appreciate you having us and can't wait to be back on.
Amazing, amazing. These guys run an amazing space. So after the show, go and check out their spaces. We'll leave a link below so that you guys can actually go and check it out. The way I see it, though, to be honest, is I think that every chain is going to have a meme coin. So I think like you've got like, you know, Brett on Base, and you've got like, you know, like every chain will have one or two really popular meme coins. But I think that the meme coin casino is probably going to be a Solana bet for me. I want to ask Ethereum Habibi what you think about that. Because, I mean, I'm talking about Solana. Your name is Ethereum Habibi. So kind of like wondering, you know, what your thoughts on them. Books, I'm coming to you, sir.
Yeah, I started on Ethereum for sure. But I think in the last 6 months, I haven't traded anything on Ethereum. Like, I think I've made like 3 purchases on Ethereum so far in the last 6 months. It's all been Solana, baby. But
only Solana. Yeah. You're not trading on Base. You're not trading on Avalanche. You're not trading on.
You know,
Cardano.
I do have some coins on Base. I have Keycat on Base because that's like my only proper holding on Base. I just really like the cat coins. But I think Base does get another attention rotation. Everyone thinks that the smart wallet is just going to catapult all their shit coins, but actually it's going to take a while for it to really see traction. But you want to be buying when attention is low, right? Following the volume is cool, but front running the volume is even better, right? You get better opportunities that way. So if I definitely think another rotation is coming to Base, it'll be good to stack up on the coins that keep grinding throughout this time of low attention and volatility. Keep an eye out on the coins that keep grinding.
All right, guys, speaking of coins that keep grinding, later on in the show, I'm going to give you a new launch that's actually launching tomorrow. So I'm going to give you like pre-warning of a new launch that's actually coming out tomorrow. Books, what do you think? Do you think, do you believe that in the long term, are you a believer in my thesis that we're going to get one or two big meme coins on every chain? Those coins are going to be reflexive of the chain. In other words, when the chain price moves up, the meme coin is going to move further up. And when the chain price moves down, the meme coin's price is going to go down further down. But the casino is going to be on Solana. Do you believe that? Or do you believe the casino could move to another chain?
I'm an ETH maxi. And I went over to Solana. And I started messing with meme coins on Solana. The bonks, the whiffs, the Anita Max wins, the dog whiff hats. And what happened there was I got spoiled. I got spoiled by the low gas fees, the faster transactions. Solana went from $8 to $200. They captured meme coins. Like, it's if it ever comes back to ETH because retail makes a move in.
ETH is out the game. ETH is out the game. The question is it going to be on Base? Is it going to be maybe on, I mean, Cardano? Could Cardano have like a resurrection? Because all of a sudden, you know, they launch a meme coin. Like, is that possible?
It's going to be Solana and Base, bro.
It's going to be Solana and Base. Actually, speaking of dead chains, I don't know if you guys know, but there is dead coin. You know what dead coin is? Have any of you guys ever heard of what this is? It's called Dot is Dead. Now, what this is, you know, like everyone was saying that the chain Polkadot is dead. And so they launched a thing called the, like Dot is Dead, which is a meme coin. And it was a meme coin that, that is being dropped to holders of Dot. So that's what it is. It's the, this is, they're one of our sponsors. So it's the dead bird on Dot. They just got, I mean, I don't know if you want to call it dead or not dead, but they got, they just got an exchange listing. They got an exchange listing on Mexi. So yeah, and I think they've also got another exchange. They've got another exchange. It's called the Hydrex, so that you can actually trade it on Hydrex. Yes, so the snapshot has been done. So the Dot holders, if you had Dot, you actually got the snapshot has actually already been done. And they're saying that Stellarswap now has supercharged rewards for these guys. So I don't know. I mean, look, I think a lot of chains are going to do this. They're going to try and launch meme coins to revive the chain. And I actually think that some chains are actually going to be successful. This for me is a great case study to see if they can. I mean, they've taken the Mickey out of themselves by saying Dot is dead, and they call it like it's a dead bird on Dot, basically. So let's see what happens. They are one of our sponsors. The other one which I saw which is doing that is Phantom. So Phantom has brought on a lot of like meme coins now. They had Goat and a whole lot of others. So I don't know. I think meme coins are a good way to bring retail onto other chains. But I do think the casino remains on Solana. Eric, what do you think? Does the casino remain on Solana?
Yeah, I mean, I think the casino definitely remains on Solana, but I also think that a casino that's going to be vibrant is Base Chain for sure. You know,
we're the same thing.
The Catalyst have Smart Chain, the potential for some kind of token launching. You know, the support of Coinbase or the fact that a lot of people conflate the two. I see, you know, Base being strong, and of course, you know, Brett is going to do his thing as a result of that. Everybody knows. You know, I have a big position in Brett, and, you know, I love Brett.
Can we talk about Brett for a second? So Brett had some negative PR. The negative PR was around the fact that – I didn't read the whole thing, but something along the lines of the fact that insiders held 80% of the supply or something like that. What was the story, and what is the story, and will Brett recover from it? Maybe just give me, like, the two-minute version. I was away on vacation when it happened, so I was, like, disconnected for, like, a few days. Well, what actually happened?
Yeah, you know, I've actually been on vacation mode as well for like the last 40 days. So I didn't really do, you know, too much research on the matter. I definitely, you know, read some tweets and basically, you know, my understanding is just like you said, the allegation was that I guess it was whitelisted to begin with, and that the majority or a significant amount of the supply, something like I heard 60%, I heard 80% was bought by insiders. And, you know, there are some people that look at that and they say, you know, it's a good thing. There are some people that look at that and they feel a type of way about it. For me, you know, like, you know, I've heard on here a lot, I'm a money maximalist. So if the price is going up and if this thing is stable, then to me, I'm like, hey, you know, I don't care if you got 90% of the supply. Because I personally got into Brett around, I forget if it was 5 or 10 million. And to see the thing go all the way to, what was it, like 850 million? I mean, that's a fucking great trade. And it wasn't like people didn't have the opportunity to get in at the same market cap that I did or even lower. So a lot of people have made money on that. And, you know, my thoughts on that is, you know, whatever they did, that shit worked. So continue doing it.
Yeah. All right. Let's go. Let's go. Favorite meme, favorite election meme coin right now, guys. Give me your favorite election meme coin. If you wanted to play the Politify narrative, what would you be buying now, right now, today's prices?
Trump.
Books.
Trump. Absolutely.
Trump or Trump?
Trump, all the Trump ones, MAGA, Trump, I like them all.
Yeah, Trump, for me, you know, I it would be Trump and Trump. You know, I called Trump, you know, early on, and it started this whole, you know, PolyFi thing. So you can never, you know, not talk about Trump, in my opinion. And what those guys have done has been incredible. The amount of money that they've donated, the commitment, the execution is on point. And then, of course, Trump, you know, Trump is fucking... It's obviously at a lower market cap and you know, a very, very sexy narrative as well.
What about Boden? I mean, I'm confused about Boden. Is Boden if Joe Biden loses, will Boden go up or Boden go down? That's like, is it like a parody on Boden, or is it like the Biden coin? Okay, I'm confused. If Boden loses the election, if Biden loses the election, does Boden go up or down?
It has to go to zero. There's no way. I mean, I feel like he just has zero media relevance without being the president of the U.S., right? So, like, I think this is what everybody's starting to realize, is that, like, oh, yeah, we did invest in this based on it being, like, a funny meme thesis and stuff. But, like, if you look forward long enough and you think about, like, he loses, what does it look like to be a Boden holder in 2026? And you're like, ah, oh, dude, that does. That's obviously way down the line. But, like, here, go for it.
I'm confused. Like, is Boden like a parody on Boden, or is Boden like the Biden coin? Like, Trump is like the Trump coin. Trump wins, Trump goes up. Trump loses, Trump goes down. Same with the Trump token. Books, what do you think? Like,
they're parody. Boden is autistic Biden. Trump is autistic Trump. They're both parodies, but like the gentleman said earlier, the whole media relevance, that's a big deal. That's what we're gambling on. Trump is going to get on camera, say something crazy, and pump the token. He's going to get on camera, say something positive that's crypto related, and pump the token. And gambling on Trump over Biden is a no-brainer in that sense.
Data play that might actually be better than the alpha long term that I see right now. Like, usually the beta play is just don't even bother touching it. Buy what, you know, like, how many Whiff clones were there that did way, way, way worse than Whiff, and I just held Whiff and it wound up doing better, and then I sold because I'm an idiot, and it wound up still doing better than everything else. And I think that's probably going to be inverted for, like, the first time this cycle in a major way with the Trump stuff. You know, like, I mean, how funny is Boden, like, screwing up something on stage or, like, tripping down the stairs on an airplane if you don't see it on camera, right? Like, without that catalyst, nothing he does is funny ever.
I agree. I think if Trump loses the elections, it's not the last time we'll hear about Trump. I think if Biden loses the elections, I think we won't hear from Biden ever again. Like, I just think he's going to crawl up into a hole and just die. Because he's, yep. Or just go to, like, a nursing home or something. I mean, there's nowhere else for him to go. Like, he's not going to – no one's going to follow him in politics anymore. And he doesn't have the personality to make, like, a big noise outside of politics. So, I don't know. I think, like, if I had to choose, I would go, like, Trump. What about, that token Elizabeth Warren or whatever it is? It had its moment. And then let's actually see. I actually haven't looked at that token for a long time. I think I might even own some of them somewhere.
I have some too. They're way down.
Way down. Okay, gee, look at that. $2.8 million markup. Any chance this one comes back?
She's boring. The chart's boring. So Elizabeth Warren, Horan, whatever you want to call her, Lizzie the Lizard. If she comes out and proposes a bill that's anti-crypto, they make a token, it runs up. Nobody talks about the bill a few weeks later. So personally, I don't see it recover because she's a boring person. Unless she goes out and says something negative about crypto, people start talking about her again for a few days, cause a little pump and dump. That's about it.
Yeah, the bull case for the Warren token is something like she comes out and she literally proposes like death squads to all crypto users. And like that pumps it like 30%. Like, that's, like, the absolute best-case scenario. Is she says the most insane thing in the universe, and we get a tiny pump, right? So it just doesn't make sense to be super allocated there to me.
See, Rand, if you'd allow me to elaborate on this situation. So, like, as Books was saying, Trump and Boden are both the redacted versions of Trump and Biden. Definitely, that's a thing. So someone messaged me with this, and I posted a tweet the other day after, I don't know if you saw that post where Trump had, there was a little voice note of him, of someone asking him about Boden, and he said $200 million in Boden sounds like a terrible investment. But yes, then Boden pumped 40%. So it was the attention and the narrative of when Biden is being made fun of, Boden goes up. But Trump, if you're really a Trump supporter, someone was telling me that, like, why would I buy Trump? Because, like, they're making fun of Trump, right? But still, when that tweet about Boden came out, that where Trump said Boden was a bad investment, Trump went up 4x as a result. You can see that gigantic green dildo on the screen. That started after the after Trump said that Biden was a bad investment. So a little bit of rotation happened to Trump. So it's really interesting seeing all of these. Yeah.
I did not know that Trump said that.
Yeah. Trump was like, Biden, yeah, it sounds like a bad investment. And Trump started pumping like crazy. It's really interesting. You also have Trump, like the OG Trump token, that's the highest market cap of all of them. And that one, they actually give Trump in his wallet, like Trump has a wallet on Arkham Intelligence. Trump's biggest holding after Ethereum is actually the Trump token. So Trump, based on that wallet that's on Arkham Intelligence, he's holding a fuck ton of Trump.
Yeah, because I think the people must have sent it to him. There's no way that he actually...
No. The Trump team is sending him that token. I believe it might be every month or every so, but he's a huge holder of Trump. And they donate to like veterans and many different campaigns.
I wouldn't be surprised if he actually withdrew it. He's the kind of guy that would actually fucking withdraw it. Like he is the kind of guy to say, thank you very much. I'm the best president ever in the whole wide world. Thank you very much. We made a token, you know, like he could say, I don't know if you guys saw the press conference, but he said, we made NFTs, like NFTs weren't cool. We made NFTs like cool again. Like that's Trump. That's what he said. He said, we made NFTs sexy again. You saw that. I see the community saying the no hat is the new meta. Now I'm getting quite confused as to whether it's hat or no hat. And stuff like that. I want to ask you a question. I think it's a good time to maybe talk about one of our sponsors. How many of you are hugs? Now, when I say hugs, you know what a hug is? It's a guy who just keeps buying fucking meme coins. And because I'm a hug, I can tell you. If you look at my wallet, I've still got Elizabeth Warren. I've got Larry Punk. I'm hoarding. I'm hugging fucking meme coins like crazy. How many of you guys are hugs?
I've never heard of it previous to the show, but I'm gonna give it a good look.
So what is it? I'll tell you, a hug is someone who hugs meme coins, right? That's like they say you can never hug enough meme coins, obviously. And so they call him the greediest pig in the world. Okay, and he's also the greediest pig on Sol. He's a Pepe. Look at his eyes, so you can see he's a Pepe inspired hug. He's launched a few days ago. He's already got 5,000. Well, let's say that $4,950. But I think actually now there's 5,000 holders. So this one's really, really, really growing fast. Nearly 5,000 holders. And just look at like how many days he's been alive. So this one's growing quite quickly. Socials also growing like crazy. If you look at the socials, okay, let me actually follow them. But you can see the socials growing like crazy. They have this PFP maker on their website, which has actually helped a lot. So I think you click here and you go to the PFP maker. And I think the more you hold, the more attributes you can get. And this I think makes it quite cool. The artwork that this team makes, like I think that's where this team is going to win, is the artwork. So go and check it out. They are one of our sponsors. Again, we always disclose who our sponsors are, just so you know. So that's, it's Hug. I like this meme. The reason I liked it, because I'm a hug. I hug fucking. You look at my wallet, you're like, bro, don't you ever sell. I don't know. I think I treat these things as investments. And I probably shouldn't. Treat these things as investments.
Ren, you know how boxers get their hands licensed?
Tell me.
You fight, they license your hands?
Yes.
See these hands right here?
Yes.
These are GIA certified. You know, when you buy a diamond, you get a license. You get a little certificate from the GIA.
Okay. I'm a certified.
We're all hogs.
I'm a certified fucking hog. Like, I am a certified. I got a doctor certificate, bro. A certified hog. It doesn't let coins go. It doesn't let coins go. Actually, the other day, I'll be honest. What I did was I had some tokens in my wallet that I was so angry because I paid so much for them. And the price went down. I'm not going to mention who it is. And I got so angry about it that instead of holding the token, I actually went to Sol Incinerator and I burnt them. Because every time I saw them in my wallet and I saw the value of it was so low, I was like, fuck this. It actually upset me. So I went to the incinerator and I just burnt them. I just sent them to the dump site and I burnt them. They're gone. Now they're gone. So I burnt the supply. I just had to. I was feeling too crazy. Eric, what else are we looking at? Let's degenerate a bit. Let's get a little bit more filthy. We've got a few more minutes. Let's get a little bit more filthy.
Let's get filthy. I mean, some of the other things that I bought over the last few weeks, while on vacation mode, that did do some X's that, I think had, interesting narratives. One of them is Bunky.
Bunk. You
know, it has some fucking some crazy content, like low key, like the kind of content that could get you canceled.
Is it Bunk or Bunky?
Bunky is the name, but the ticker is Bunk, B-U-N-K. It's
okay,
like,
hold on. Let me go there again. Again, we're here to go. Is it this one, Bunky? That's that one, right?
Yeah. It's like a
$1 million market cap. Okay, this is filthy. Okay, let's look on Twitter. Let's find them on Twitter.
It's a perverted monkey. That'd be the best.
Perverted monkey. Okay. Hold on. I'm open to it. Hold on. Let's have a look here. Bunky. Is it filthy?
Yeah, very, very filthy. I mean, literally, these guys make content of putting dildos in people's ass. And
okay. You mean the type of stuff that could get you banned off YouTube forever, like that kind of content?
Probably for the best.
Yeah, probably for the best if this website doesn't work.
That was a sign from God.
I don't know if it's the filter that's blocking it or not. Someone here in the comments is talking about Thavage. Thavage is the Mike Tyson token. You're like the Thavage. The fight that's coming up, the Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fight. You reckon that there's like there could be a meta there, or you reckon that's a long shot?
What, Jake Paul beating Mike Tyson?
Well, no, I'm saying that there's a meta, like there's a token called Thavage. It's this one here, which is the Mike Tyson token. It's a parody on Mike Tyson, basically.
If Mike Tyson, beat Jake Paul, just like devastated him, which I honestly don't see happening.
What do you think? Who wins the fight? You're a certified boxer. You tell me, books. Who wins the fight?
Man, I mean, I don't want to write Mike Tyson off, but he's old as shit, and you're.
Books, you said your hands were certified boxing hands.
Everything, who wins? Everything points at Mike Tyson winning, but I don't know what kind of contracts they've got for this fight and what's going on. Jake Paul is not, like, don't write him off because he's a YouTuber. I think he's great at boxing. He's done a great job so far, and he definitely has a chance, but everything points at Tyson to win that fight. And I'm going to tell you, that Thavage token, I think that one's done for. What we should look out for, is what token Jake Paul or Mike Tyson are going to be promoting or having on their shorts or wearing at the press conference. Think about that.
Okay, but wait, let's just go back a second. So Jake Paul is a legit boxer. I heard Joe Rogan speaking about him, and he actually, like, Joe Rogan, for me, when Joe Rogan speaks about someone, it's like, he's legit. Like, he's the guy that, like, he'll tell you if a guy's a real fighter or not a real fighter. And he said, hats off to Jake Paul. He's not just a YouTuber. He said he's actually a proper fighter. I don't know. I always thought I've been watching the training videos, and I just, the way that Mike Tyson is training versus the kind of training that Jake Paul's published. Again, this is all media. This is all like media attention crap. So, like, you know, there's also mind games going on here. You got Mike Tyson showing out how powerful is, maybe Jake Paul's playing that, like, ditzy card that, like, yo, bro, I can't really box, bro. But, like, I don't know. But it does feel like Mike Tyson's going in there as much more of a killer.
Killer. Guys, Mike Tyson a few years ago fought Roy Jones Jr. And listen, I didn't think it was the greatest thing. You know, he's not the Mike Tyson he once was, but he's still great at what he does. And he has the experience, the fight IQ. Jake Paul found something that he was good at, which happened to be boxing, and has been successful for a few years. So if you want to go based off of experience, fight IQ, and it has a lot to do with knowing what punch a boxer is going to throw based off of their shoulder movement, their eye movement. I mean, Mike Tyson's got that by a stretch, guys.
Man, I hate to be the person to be on here and say this because I might embarrass myself if Mike Tyson does win, but I, you guys have me on record saying that I believe Jake Paul will get the victory.
Let's go two for two, man. Let's split it right down the middle. I'm going to go in with you, and I'm going to say that Jake Paul is going to win too. This is based on nothing. I haven't seen either of them fight. I don't know anything about fighting, but it just seems fairer to have the show split 50-50.
Okay, I think Tyson destroys him, and that's just based on the training videos I've seen. But you know what? You know, as Book says, you know, like, it's boxing. Anything can happen. Like, anything can happen in boxing. A lot of it is mind games and shit like that. All right, what else? Talk to me. What else? What else? What else is going on here?
Mewing. M-E-W-I-N-G, mewing.
Oh, man, I'm going there. I can't go there fast enough. M-E-W-I-N-G, mewing.
Yes, it's something that people do to get that defined jaw, you know, the kind of jaw that, you know, women love.
spread out your intramolar distance, right, and really split that mid-palatial suture.
Mewing. Mewing is a DIY facial reconstruction technique that keeps your tongue pressed to the roof of your mouth to shape your jawline. Whoa.
Developed by orthodontist Mike Mew.
Mewing techniques. Hold on. Mewing techniques. Let's just have I just want to get an idea of what we're talking about here. Because this is so how to mew correctly. Let's have a look here. So this is like this could be a
mew. If you want to know how to mew, then watch this video. Swallow as many times as you can and get used to that tongue position. The back of the tongue should be on the roof of the mouth when you swallow. And it almost creates like a suction the more times you swallow. So wait until the tongue is right on the roof of the mouth, almost like a suction. Don't apply any pressure. You don't need pressure. Make sure the tip of the tongue isn't touching the teeth, because the tongue is so strong, it will actually push the teeth forward if the tongue is touching them. Also, make sure this muscle here isn't hard. If that muscle's hard, that means you're mewing wrong.
So this is a meme coin now. So mewing is now a meme coin. It's like, is it a thing?
It is a thing, you know, and as soon as I saw this, I was like, I'm fucking buying this, because I actually was mewing like 10 years ago. I was someone who was like, fuck, I got to get that Brad Pitt jawline and get all these bitches on me, you know.
It's
your mouth, Jeffrey, and breathe from your nose. Does Jeffrey not realize the negative consequences of mouth breathing? A recessed jawline and ill health. Jeffrey needs to learn how to mew. Adonis. Adonis breathes like a king through his nose deeply.
I didn't even know this existed. I'm going to have to do a lot of mewing noise. Guys, I have to ask you a question. Yesterday, Ansem tweeted something. And I have to show you this, because this is like, I need to get your opinions here. So Ansem yesterday tweeted about a token that had $500 million market cap. Okay. And he tweeted, I'll quickly find it because... Hold on a second. I have to find this because I tweeted about it yesterday. Here we go. So he tweeted this. He said, okay, bought. And this was a token that had $500 million market cap. And this token went to $1 billion. One tweet with two words saying, okay, bought, from Ansem, took this token from $500 million to $1 billion. What is it about Ansem that has... Here we go. I'll show you the tweet. Here it is. Here we go. So he tweeted, here's the chart of the token. Hold on. That's the chart of the token. Let me go back. So that's the tweet. It says, okay, bought. He was talking about a thing called Spectral Labs. And all he referenced was the guy's LinkedIn. And then he said, okay, bought. And this $500 million market cap token went up to $1 billion in a matter of seconds. What is it about it? I mean, I don't know. This is not a meme coin. This is like a real coin. The question that I'm asking is, what is it about Ansem that makes him so socially strong?
Money. He made people money. Ansem's been around forever, like on the DeFi side, doing technical analysis and criticizing different tokens and things of that nature. He was always like an alpha guy, but when he made people so much money with Anita Max win, Dog with Hat,
Solana flat out, like, it didn't even have to be the meme coins. Like, I had him on my podcast like 2 years ago talking about how Solana was gonna rip, and you know, we were like, go buy the Solana phone. Everyone who bought the Solana phone hit me up and was like, dude, like, you bought me like a down payment for my house. And I was like, that's awesome. I wish I had taken my own advice and bought the Solana phone.
What is it about him? How do we
have a different answer?
Yeah,
I mean, not only is he, you know, very talented and, you know, he's a hustler. The guy is tweeting around the clock. But I would say it's network. It's network. I mean, there's a lot of people that have made a lot of people money, you know, myself being one of them. And I know many other people. And we're not necessarily tweeting about something at 500 million that's going to a billion in seconds. So it's network. And your network is everything in this space. Your network is everything.
Would you say he's the most powerful influencer of this cycle?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Hands down. And like, I think a lot of it, honestly, is that out of all the influencers, he appears to be basically the only one who isn't just Hitlering every single chart after he tweets the ticker out, which is like, that already is in itself like a superpower, right? Like, not just consistently using your followers as exit liquidity kind of means that you can do this forever, right?
He also has a real like genuineness about him. Like he almost does it in a very ditzy way. Like he doesn't know what he's doing, but I don't know. Do you think that he knew yesterday when he tweeted that chart? Do you think that he knew that chart was going to go to where it went to, or do you think?
Yes.
Maybe not that it was going to gain $500 million of market cap instantly, but like he knew it was going very up. Nobody knows, I guess, where the pump is going to take us, but
yeah, I mean, maybe he didn't know exactly where it was going to go, but when you have, and I'll just say this, when you have a network and when you have a certain infrastructure in place, then you're able to move charts. It's not just as random as, you know, is it?
They say
they call him
the chart killer. When they say when Ansem talks, the charts get the charts get killed. Like that's how it is. They call him the chart destroyer, the chart killer. That's what I've heard. But I mean, as I said, I've been following him a lot, and I think the one thing that makes him really good is he's very connected. He seems to read a lot. He seems to tweet a lot. He seems to be on the internet a lot. Mm-hmm. I actually listened to some interviews with him, and he said I spend a lot of time on the internet researching memes and culture and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean this guy is going on panels and traveling to different countries and going to crypto events. So, you know, really networking and really, you know, really plugged into a lot of different networks, it would seem. But
are any of you going to MemeCon in Lisbon? There's a MemeCon on the 20, I think it's the end of May. I think 20, they follow me on Twitter. That's how I know. And I was actually considering going. Is it called MemeCon?
Didn't even know about it. I've never been to a crypto conference in my life.
Let's have a look here. I think it's called MemeCon. MemeCon. Let's have a look here. Again, I'm not affiliated to them, but I do think what they're doing is very good. MemeCon, the first and only MemeCoin conference. Let's get wrecked. 28th, 29th, 30th in Lisbon, 2024. Again, like, yeah, here it is. I don't know if it's a real thing, but I mean, I think Sheldon and Carl are going from the channel. I don't know if it's a real thing. It seems like it's, I mean, I don't know if it's going to be big or what.
What the hell is Lisbon? What was that, in Germany or something?
No, that's been in Portugal, bro.
Portugal. You know, all I know for sure is that every single conference that I've ever gone to, especially anywhere close to a bull cycle, I just lose $8 billion because of the opportunity cost of being at the conference, right? Like, it's like, it was like the very first time this run, I guess maybe a little earlier than this run, but it was when we were all down in Japan and then Pepe went off, right? And everyone who was in Japan missed Pepe. Everyone who was in their basement grinding it out made like an instant 3,000x from this one call. And after that, I don't know, man. I gotta start watching out about these conferences.
Well, then I've tuned into the MemeCoin space like that Books is supposed to be on, but he's actually here. He's gonna go there afterwards. You guys should also go there afterwards. This is where Bach is at the moment.
It's just an idea. Every day we work.
We got consensus at the end of the month.
I'll be down to consensus too. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going.
I need to step my game up and start going to these crypto conferences.
Yo,
I went to consensus last year. Number one, I don't really enjoy Austin as a city. Like that's I got to start there. Number two, I think it's become dirty. I used to enjoy Austin, but it's become dirty, bro. It's become like homeless people. Like, and the next thing is that. Last year I went to consensus because of regulation. People just don't dig the American conferences anymore. Like because of the regulators, all the big activations don't happen there. You compare that to Token 2049, you can't actually compare it. Yeah. All right, let's go. One more sponsor. One more. We're on how to mute properly. Let's go. One more of our sponsors. I don't know if you guys have seen this one, Tilly the Killer Whale. So this is based on Tilikum, which was the main killer whale at SeaWorld. This killer whale was a killer whale that actually killed three of its trainers. I don't know. So they call him the apex predator on Solana. He was also launched this week. Already got. I want to always refresh this because a lot of people keep buying. 3,848 holders. I saw this which I really loved. He gets he takes seaweed. He doesn't take weed. He takes seaweed. Again, this is a team that if they win, they win because of their artwork. Their artwork's really, really, really good. If you go to their website, and I do have the website here, but you can actually get a whole lot of memes on their website, which is actually very good. And apparently, 2 exchange listings this week. That's what I'm hearing. So I don't know if it's real or not, but 2 exchange listings this week. That's Tilly the Whale. Guys, do you think a whale can break into the world of dogs and cats?
Yes. I think every animal can do it. Any animal that truly desires can break into this world of dogs and cats, right? I think we have a giraffe meta. I think we have a shark meta. I think it just keeps going.
Yeah. Before I let you go, I want to just get one more opinion from you guys, and then we've got to cut it because we are running out of time. But the way I see it, I've never seen a meme coin survive multiple cycles in crypto. And so I went back and looked at all the meme coins. And I kind of looked at, like, I looked at Doge. I looked at Shiba. I looked at Floki, because those were like the last cycles meme coins. And what I saw that was common between all of them was that they all actually pivoted into some kind of technology. So Doge became like a payments platform for Twitter. In other words, like Doge is not, for me, not really a meme anymore. It's whether or not Elon's actually going to integrate it into Twitter. And if he ever comes out and says, look, I'm never integrating Dogecoin to Twitter, I kind of think the Dogecoin meme basically dies. Shiba started as a cute dog, but then launched the layer 2 and Shibarium and everything else that they're doing. And then Floki started off as Floki. And then, you know, if you look at what they're doing, they're much more of a tech play now at the moment. The way I see it, to me, every blockchain play has to have religion, casino, and technology. And when a chain launches, the chains launch the technology first, and then they try and build casino and religion on their chain. Meme coins start off with casino and religion, and then what I think might happen is that memes may actually pivot into technology. So my question is, do you think that we'll go 5 years, 5 cycles on, or 3 cycles on, and there'll be like a vanilla meme, just a meme that does nothing and is just a meme and remains a meme and doesn't pivot into technology? Do you believe 3 cycles from now, a meme like that will actually exist?
No.
The only one I see that could possibly do that would be the dog with hat. Just okay. Because of the cult kind of identity behind it. But most of these, you know.
Cults die unless they're based on a fundamental. I don't think that in like 3 years people are going to care about a dog with a hat. I got to be honest. Like, I think
memes
that's a cool
so stale. Dog. Like, you're totally right. Like, memes do, they're very transient. And when you have something that's like, you know, 3 cycles, that's like a decade, man. You want to have people culturally sticking with the same thing for 3 cycles? That's totally insane in my head. Like, we're getting to the point in the like total attention economy of this all where, I mean, metas are coming and dying in like 4 hours. Getting something to stick around for 10 years is not something I see happening.
Books, what do you think?
I agree with these guys, but then I also think about what you said at the beginning of all this is each chain having its own like big meme.
Mascot. The mascot.
I think of like Shiba.
Yeah, the meme becomes the chain mascot. So like Brett can be the chain mascot for base. Pepe can be the chain mascot for Ethereum. Like you're talking about a chain mascot, basically.
Yeah, I think so, man. I think
like resistance, dog with hat will probably be the one for Solana, I guess. Yeah. All right, guys. Listen, so with that, I'm going to say thank you to you guys. Books, we will see you tomorrow on your spaces. And guys, just remember that if you are looking forward to going to have some fun, just go to Twitter straight after this and go and scroll in your spaces and you'll go and find, you'll actually see the spaces that Books and his partner are running. Great spaces. Go and check that out. Guys, I'm going to say thank you very, very much. Thanks for the DJness. I'm going to go home and I'm going to shower. To the Banter fam, stay on because I'm going to show you about a launch that's actually happening tomorrow. So I'm going to show you that. See you guys. We'll see you guys again soon. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Book. Thank you, Habibi. Thank you, Lucas. Thank you very much. And Ray, thank you, as always, for being a stone supporter in the background. You
are... Got to take a gummy. Somebody got to take the gummy down.
Much love, guys. Much love. Much love. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And to the Banter fam, listen, what I said to you guys that what I would do is I would show you a token which is actually launching tomorrow. Okay, so I'm going to show you a token that's actually launching tomorrow. Full disclosure, as I say, they are one of our sponsors, so that you know, because again, we always disclose when we're sponsored. So what is it? It is this token over here, and I want to see if I can actually get you the video of this token over here. So it's called Morrigan Free Moon. Okay, so it's Morrigan Free Moon. Like it's based on, obviously, you know, it's based on, I don't have to tell you who it's based on. It's the first AI meme coin for the creator economy. What these guys are going to do is they're going to create AI tools or give AI tools for Web3 creators to actually create memes and to up their game. I want to see if I can actually get into this. Let's have a look here. Yeah,
round degens of the digital frontier, feast your eyes on Morrigan Free Moon, the world's first AI meme coin for the creator economy. Stake your moon tokens and earn meme coin rewards faster than Geo Bowden on a stair climbing challenge. Prepare for endless community tasks and rack up moon points in my raffle game for a chance to snag legendary traits in the upcoming Free Moon NFT drop. And don't overlook our AI creator tools for all you Web3 degens looking to level up your content game. Let's be real, you need all the help you can get. So, mark your calendars, fellow Degens. On May 13th at 7 p.m. UTC, I'm launching Moon, the ultimate token powered by Solana. Join me, Morrigan Free Moon, and let's make memes great again. The ticker is Moon.
All right, so you've been told in advance, and you've been told two things in advance. One is that they are one of our sponsors, and two is that they are launching tomorrow. So maybe you can get in pretty early. I think it's going to launch, I think there's going to be quite a bit of hype around this one. I mean, I can't say it, but I think they will. Remember also, if you haven't subscribed to Banter Plus, this is where you get real DJing content. I see quite a few people did subscribe since we started the show. Okay, whoa. Slow down, guys. Now they all want to subscribe. Smash the subscribe button if you're not already subscribed. Just smash the subscribe button. I will see you guys again tomorrow with our normal programming. Until then, go and take a shower and trade well, my friends.